Title: OIG permits medical device manufacturers cost-sharing subsidies for Medicare beneficiaries in clinical trial. Content: last month, in the last advisory opinion issued by the Office of Inspector General, OIG, in 2023, advisory opinion number 23-11, the opinion, OIG blessed an arrangement involving a medical device manufacturer, the requester, and its proposed payment of cost-sharing subsidies. Maintaining its position from similar opinions issued in recent years, OIG said that it would not impose sanctions under the Federal Anti-Kickback Statute, the AKS, or the Beneficiary Inducements Civil Monetary Penalty, the CMP, against the requester for paying cost-sharing subsidies to clinical trial participants to cover the participants' share of costs for reimbursable, study-related items and services that the participants would otherwise be required to pay out of pocket. 1. This opinion illustrates that OIG appears to remain willing to permit arrangements that do not fall squarely within an AKS safe harbor in order to incentivize participation, especially diverse participation, in clinical trials for medical devices. Statutes in question, the AKS makes it a criminal offense to knowingly and willfully offer, pay, solicit, or receive any remuneration to any person to induce such person to purchase or arrange for any item or service reimbursable under a federal healthcare program. 2. For purposes of the AKS, remuneration includes the transfer of anything of value, directly or indirectly, overtly or covertly, in cash or in kind. An arrangement that fits within the AKS may be exempt from liability if the arrangement fits within one of the safe harbor regulations or if OIG determines that the arrangement presents only a minimal risk of fraud, in which case the agency can exercise its enforcement discretion and decline to impose sanctions. On the civil side, the Beneficiary Inducements CMP imposes civil monetary penalties against any person who offers or transfers remuneration to the beneficiary of a federal or state healthcare program that the person knows or should know is likely to influence the beneficiary's selection of a particular provider, practitioner, or supplier. 3. Proposed arrangement: the requester manufactures a medical device-based therapy that is designed to modulate the strength of a cardiac muscle contraction in patients experiencing heart failure and is intended to be implanted as a one-time treatment. Although the requester's product is already FDA approved for a specific population, i.e., heart failure patients with a left ventricular ejection fraction ranging from 25% to 45%, the product is currently being tested for safety and efficacy in an expanded population, i.e., heart failure patients with a left ventricular ejection fraction ranging from 25% to 45%, under a Category B Investigational Device Exemption, IDE, study, the study. As a Category B IDE study, the cost of the device being studied, as well as the cost of routine care items and services associated with the study, are paid for by the Medicare program, pursuant to a cost-sharing arrangement with study participants. 4. Under the proposed arrangement, the requester would pay cost-sharing obligations that Medicare beneficiaries participating in the study otherwise would owe for study-related Medicare reimbursable items and services provided during the study, up to a maximum of $2,000 per study participant. The requester would pay the cost-sharing amount directly to the study site and investigator, to whom the participant would otherwise owe the amount. The requester proposes to implement this arrangement to ensure that Medicare beneficiaries incur no cost-sharing expenses for participating in the study, unless those expenses exceed $2,000. The requester asserts that the proposed arrangement is beneficial in three ways. First, the requester asserts that the proposed arrangement will reduce financial barriers to enrollment and prevent attrition from the study due to financial hardship. According to the requester, study participants who are Medicare beneficiaries would likely incur cost-sharing obligations for billable items and services, which could be cost-prohibitive for such individuals. Second, and related to the first point, the requester asserts that the proposed arrangement will facilitate socioeconomic diversity of the study population. And finally, the requester asserts